Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Been a good show so far. The Sklar brothers are here, Randy and Jason, my two favorite Jewish identical twins.
Thank you. I'm not even a close second.
There's no one else on that
and
list.
And more importantly, Mama Sklar.
Mama Sklar, Annette Sklar is in the house. Thank you. Great to see you.
Yeah.
Mr. Glover, how you been?
We're good. Great.
We're so happy to be back in St. Louis. We're home.
Yes.
Feels like we're home. We've been driving around all day today and just picked him up from the airport and going around and just, you know, hitting the old landmarks. And Mom and I went to a great restaurant last night. The Crossing?
That's a good one.
It was a great restaurant last night in Clayton. And it's just good. It's just good to be back here. It's good to be home. Good to see
you. You could go to the Crossing and then later eat a full Emo's pizza.
That's right.
You could do St. Louis.
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
You know what I was thinking about? My son, Nick, who's 30, we used to go to the Parkmore all the time.
Parkmore.
We used to go with our great grandmother.
Parkmore Diner over there.
And my daughter's 20, so she's too young to have seen it. And I told Nick, I said, if I could take her anywhere, we'd go to the Parkmore.
Right, go back in time. You're like, I want to build a time machine, not to kill Hitler, but to go back in time and go to the Parkmore.
Hitler's second.
Well, go see a movie at the Esquire, and then we'll go. Yeah.
Where would you guys go? What's something from your childhood?
Oh, God, that's so, you know, I mean, this is what I would love to do, because our 14th birthday, do you remember this, Mom? You took us to the Steamers game. I would love to, the St. Louis Steamers, when they were like big and like major indoor soccer league.
It was St. Louis and not Cleveland that had that team.
I know, exactly, right? So the St. Louis Steamers, I would go back in time and go to a St. Louis Steamers game with Slobo Ilievski, Don Ebert, Carl Rose, Jeff Cacciatore,
Sammy Bick,
Steve Petcher, like all these guys. You remember them.
So get this. I grew up about 5 miles from SIU, and I was a soccer nut, and I saw every game. And then I got a scholarship to run track over there, and my freshman year was some of those guys' senior year.
Wow.
So I'm in the locker room with those guys.
Oh, they're the best.
Amazing. Those games were sold out.
I mean, it was like 17,000 people. Yes. I mean, it would be as many people as at Blues games. There was so much scoring.
Yeah.
Energy was great. We played indoor soccer.
At the Armory.
We were driving down here, the Armory.
No heat. We play in the wintertime. It'd be like 12 degrees outside and 8 degrees inside.
Like, your mom was there. You got a soccer ball on your leg and it just like burned it.
You like couldn't walk for days. All right, that's where you go. I would go to the old Tivoli Theater to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which we used to go That was another birthday party.
That
Salim's, where garlic is king. I would go there over that old restaurant down in the loop.
In the loop there.
And then we'd walk over to the Tivoli and go see
So many great memories of St. Louis places.
And speaking of the loop, you guys have a show on Del Mar coming up Sunday.
At Del Mar Hall, which is connected to the Pageant
Theater. It's the best.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
It's a perfect room.
So we're going to do our podcast, Dumb People Town Live, which is an exploration of the dumb that happens in this world, mostly from Florida.
Yes.
It's just dumb stories. And
if a guy tries to rob a house with his cat, we're going to make fun of it.
Also, amazing that you can get your cat to do anything. And without, you have to convince the cat. Your cat is like a teenager. You have to convince it that it's their idea.
Right. Yeah, you wanted to do this, right?
You wanted to rob on the low shelves.
So we'll do that. Our guest is Rory Scovel, one of the best comics out there. He's coming in to do it. Our co-host, Daniel Van Kirk, another great comic.
And we just ran into Robert Townsend, the great Robert Townsend from Hollywood
Shuffle. Legendary comic, Hollywood Shuffle. And now he's
Io's dad on the bear. Dad on the bear, and he might come through and do the podcast too. So gonna be fun. There's only a handful of tickets left, and we just want people to come to that flyovercomedyfest.com.
We were saying this before in the break. This is such a great comedy festival. The fact that it's happening in St. Louis is fantastic. If St. Louis supports this comedy festival, it will grow bigger. More comics will start coming. As St. Louis comes to support, so will this festival.
It's great to see a new thing happening in St. Louis that has national implications.
Yeah. If you guys are just tuning in, we were talking to the Sklar brothers, Randy and Jason, and Mama Sklar is here as well. I just had my 25th anniversary of being on the radio.
Amazing.
A couple weeks ago. Thank you. And what changes we've seen?
Oh, my God.
We were talking about it in podcasting. We've been doing a podcast for 15 years. We were doing a sports podcast, and we finally ended it this year. But after 15 years, when we came into the podcasting game, there were so few podcasts there. And then now they've grown so much that you can't do a general sports podcast. You have to be pretty niche to a team or to a specific sport or whatnot. And we just saw the changes through the years. So the fact that you've been doing it for 25 years,
it's amazing.
It is a credit to you and your personality, because the one thing that cuts through, the one thing that AI can't replicate, is original personality. And that, to me, is that's how you sit there and you say, okay, I've been on the radio for 25 years. We've been doing comedy for 35 years. It's crazy.
It's so long, and I love it. I mean, the first time we stepped on stage, we were 14 years old. 15 years old at the Funny Bone over in Westport, which is just crazy, and we're about to be 54. So, crazy.
I've never asked you guys this. I don't know what it's like to be a twin. You don't know what it's like not to be a twin.
Yeah.
But for those of us who aren't, the best you can tell us, what was it like growing up as twins?
I mean, it was great. Our parents did a really good job. Mom, you did a really good job.
Good job, Mom.
Of raising us to be to depend on each other, but not be dependent on each other, if that makes sense. It's a very thin line and a distinction where you got to have friends outside of each other. You got to go out and, date people and have your life that's outside of the two of you. But at the end of the day, you're this person's backstop, and it's important. And they put us in separate rooms. We had the privacy to be our own people. And I think that's the reason why we still are doing what we do today. Twins that we know who grew up in the same, and were in the same room.
I got to get away from
this person. We didn't care. We went to college. We roomed together our freshman year in college, and we still didn't mind being around each other. And I would say, people would you guys ever want to just do stand up by yourself? And I would say, no,
yes.
I
just revealed that on the air.
What? No.
I agree with Rand. I do think, first of all, it was super fun. We had a fun house. Our dad, may he rest in peace. He was Dick Sklar, wonderful, amazing guy.
Was Dick funny?
Dick was so funny, and he was so funny with people. He would take us on errands with him. We'd be in the car. He'd leave us in a running car.
So
this is the early, early 80s.
Any child molesters want to take these kids? They're just in
this
car.
Right there. Yeah, there's two
cars running. Keys are in.
So we'd sit in the car, and he'd go into the cleaners, and in 2 seconds, he'd be talking to the person in the cleaners, and they'd be laughing. 2 seconds, he'd be at the gas station, and the person would be laughing. And you know, when you're a kid, even if you don't know what that means, your brain is processing it.
Osmosis, it registered. I mean, the other thing he would do that was really funny is like we'd go out to restaurants. We were remembering.
So we'd go to Mr. Steak.
Mr. Steak,
which was a restaurant in St. Louis. And I
would go back in time to go to that restaurant.
I remember that place.
Our mom used to take, our parents used to take us there and they would get us like for. Like they would get us a chicken drumstick.
First of all, ordered us chicken at Mr. Steak.
It was weird.
Let me start with that.
Let's start with that. Then a peach wedge on a like a
lettuce garnish.
And it was 29 cents per person. It was crazy.
So it may have been like the drumstick of like a chicken wing. Right. I don't know if it was like
so
a full drum.
We went to Mr. Steak and we'd be like waiting there to be seated, and our dad would see someone that he knew. And he who didn't see him, and he say to us, "Go see that guy in like the plaid jacket over there.
Go over to him.
Go over to that guy. We're 4 or 5. Go over to that guy. Walk up to his table and just say, Daddy. We would do it, and like they drop their silverware. The wife is like, "What's going on?"
Marriages crumble in front of our eyes, and our dad's in the corner like waving, "Hey, Bill, how you doing?"
That's great. Like,
that's just great. He used us in bits.
Yeah, the Glovers were my immediate family and the people before me. Are funny and mean.
Funny and mean?
They're funny and mean. And my mom passed away a year ago at 96.
Wow. Oh my God.
And I am literally at her deathbed.
Yeah.
And she hadn't said anything for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And she sort of calls me over.
Oh my God.
And I am right face to face with her.
Yeah.
And she says, "You would look so much younger without that beard."
That's the last thing she said.
Those are last words.
Perfect. Come on. That's hilarious.
Almost 100 years on Earth, and you go out with a joke.
Well, she's hilarious. Right, number one. You would look so much younger without
you
the beard.
You would look younger.
Anytime I had an aunt, I have a mustache. And my mom, you like the mustache, right?
No.
She loves the mustache.
No, she's like, get
my wife. But I remember when we first did our first show on MTV, and I had a soul patch down below, like, you know, like
a
little
move.
Whatever that, it was the Billy
that tells you 90s.
97 was the beard back then. And I remember going to visit my wife's grandma, who was still alive at that time. Very funny lady, Dorothy Tasman. And she looked at me and she called me Brandy instead of Randy. She said, "Brandy?" I'm like, "It's Randy." Randy. Or whatever. She's like, "Get that shredded weed off your chin." And I was like, "That's the funniest thing I've ever heard." And she's right.
Yeah.
She was right.
Old people don't like to see facial hair. That's fine.
I felt stupid.
That's fair. That's beautiful that your mom roasted you just
That
final
perfect.
Moment.
The
perfect.
Day, so she passed away 4 months after falling and breaking her hip, which is quite common. Mm-hmm. And the day she had surgery, she was 70 pounds, 96 years old, had a rod put in her femur.
Oh my God.
And the day she was in the hospital bed, I said these words to her: "Stop being so mean to me."
Yeah, stop being so mean to me.
She was just roasting me.
Yeah, she's like, "Mom, you gotta put the rod in your leg, right? Not up anyway."
No. Here's the thing: it's that was where she was getting her power source from.
Yeah,
roasting.
And yeah,
we got a chance to meet Mel Brooks.
Wow,
94 years old, Mel Brooks, and he was doing a screening of Blazing Saddles, and then a Q&A. In Denver, and we were doing comedy at Comedy Works there, the comedy club, that weekend. And we knew the guy who was moderating the panel discussion with him afterwards, and he said, "Come back, you got to meet him." And we met him and talked to him, and I mean, he's just one of our favorites of all time. It's like meeting literally your hero.
Yes.
And you're like, he's so sharp. Like, what's he? Because he's funny. His brain is working. He's trying to do comedy at 94. It's like he has something to live for. And so the light in his eye and the sparkle in his eye, which totally existed, was because he's just trying to make jokes.
That's right.
I am so glad you said that, Randy. That is such a great point. My dad had Alzheimer's. Everyone has Alzheimer's. And I was tested, and I have the genetic marker.
Okay.
So I'm worried about it.
Sure,
of course. And I'm reading everything. I've never had the thought, because I know keeping your brain active helps, but I never had the thought, I wonder if there's a difference with funny people.
Oh. I think there is, because in order to make a joke about something, you have to first understand it. So your brain has to work super hard to figure out, what is this thing? What is the thing about it that either is incongruous or is the thing that I'm going to dig into and point out?
What's
and then
the
what's
joke?
My take on it?
What's the joke?
That's a lot of thinking. And if your brain is going digging into those things, then I think it's going to stave off. We might have solved Alzheimer's disease with comedy.
Right here on this
comedy
show.
Comedy did it.
Can you guys stick another segment?
Sure.
Okay, we have Randy and Jason Sklar in. They are going to be at Del Mar Hall this Sunday. And they get tickets where?
At flyovercomedyfest.com. There's only a handful of tickets left. Grab them now. We'd love to see you there.
Excellent. More of the Sklars right after this. We're here with Randy and Jason Sklar and their mom, who we love. She's great. So as you guys can tell, I'm a comedy nerd.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you. So sure. I'm also a musician and a singer.
Yeah.
And I know that like the Everly Brothers blended so well because genetically, right?
Yeah.
Do you find that with comedy?
Yes, I do think they're...
I wish we could sing.
The Everly Brothers. No,
do they really?
Come on, Mom.
Mom says you do.
No, but
we're the Neverly Brothers. Please never sing ever.
No, the Everly Brothers were incredible. There's a new guy out. His name is Max Clark. He's in a band called Cut Worms, and he sounds like the Everly Brothers. Listening to him and the new music he's doing, I'm like, it made me go back and listen to the Everly Brothers. And I love them so much. They did have that special thing. The Bee Gees, too. You know, I mean, everybody loves
them. I would say the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys,
so many of them, like, you go back, dig into, like, their stuff, like, and the people they brought into their band. Everyone sounded kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And they would blend their voices. And you're like, wait, is that Carl? Is that Brian? I can't tell who's singing. Which Wilson brother is that?
It was
Dennis. And it's like, you start to understand that there's a level of harmony that goes on, but at the same time, it's like a doubling up of voices, which a lot of people say within our comedy, we kind of do as well, which is, you know, finding ways to, you don't always have to be diametrically opposed at all times. We certainly don't feel like we do as a postmodern take on a comedy team.
Yeah.
We sometimes
agree.
Because
the typical way would be, he's dumb, he's smart, he's the crazy one, he's the one.
Smothers Brothers. They did it great. They did it great.
Why would
you do it again?
Why would you do it again? Time to do something new. And so, so we really tried to do that, a newer version. And there are sometimes, as we've grown older and diverged in certain ways, where we sort of, and our kids and our families place us on different paths. So it's interesting. Jay's got like an 11-year-old daughter, and both my kids are out of the house, so I'm now an empty nester, which is so funny because I went through being a parent for like all this time, and now that my wife and I just went to Japan for 2 weeks, just picked up and left, like we had no responsibilities whatsoever, which is just crazy.
It is crazy.
And it's so funny how you slide into that like an old glove where you're just like, oh yeah. I mean, like, she took me to, we were at a hotel pool and some kid was making noise. I'm like, shut that kid up.
Get that kid out of here.
Like, I've never had kids. Like, my kids never made noise. I'm like, put him on a leash. Get him out of here.
On that kid.
But that's my attitude, and it's so funny because I'm in that different place. And so that puts us in different spots, and that sometimes comes out on stage in a fun way.
Yeah.
But we do always have that connection, which I think we don't talk about being twins. We show it through the connection, the way we do what we do.
And anytime I have musicians in, I bring this up, that if you're in a band or like the two of you definitely count, maybe one out of every 20 gigs – you hit that moment, and you know it, where everything's working, and you catch each other's eye, and it's just one of the best feelings, and most people never get to feel it.
I mean, it is really cool to do it. Yeah, I will say a lot of times our writing, our bits, is a lot like is the way music gets written. I don't know if you saw that great Tom Petty documentary that Peter Bogdanovich did. So he's talking about writing The Waiting. So he's on tour, and he just has the opening lick to The Waiting. He would not stop playing it. So they're at a hotel, at a motel, and he just kept playing the opening riff over and over again. And finally, his bandmates are like, write the damn song. Like, enough. I can't hear this anymore. But he brought that lick to the table, and then they sort of wrote the song around it. Same with our comedy, in that there's an idea or something that I experienced or something he experienced. We bring it to the table and we're like, okay, what's the bit that we write around this?
And then to speak to what you were talking about, when you get on stage and there's a moment where you've created something, the audience is laughing. Always when the audience is in a big laugh and we kind of are riding that wave, that's when I think some of the most creative things come out. Like, that's when something, some chemical reaction happens in your brain, your synapses fire, and you think of a punchline, a tag that you've never said before. Or
so fun.
You go in a different direction. It like gives you the confidence to try things, which is the only way.
Those are those moments you're talking.
You're so right. It's like, you know, we all played sports when we were kids, and my son, who's very funny, will text me each day how the show go, and I'll either tell him, eh, it's kind of rough, or I couldn't miss.
Right.
And to anyone else, that would sound like a brag.
Right.
But to a fellow funny person, they get it.
Yeah. He knows. He's like,
you're in the zone. It's like
you're not
Jordan.
You're saying this was great. Everything hit. Everything I tried worked.
Or whatever the situation put you in your pocket, in your sweet spot, to where you were just like delivering.
Yes.
And sometimes that happens. Sometimes it doesn't happen. You so learn to appreciate it when it does happen. Yeah. You try to set yourself up to be back there again.
Yeah. So the guys are in town. They are doing their podcast, Dumb People Town, at Del Mar Hall on Sunday. Give us all the information.
7 p.m. Sunday is the show. There's only a handful of tickets left. Go to flyovercomedyfest.com. This is great comedy festival. Be a part of it. If you're in St. Louis and you're like, I want to do something cool in St. Louis, Sunday night, it's going to be an hour and a half. So it's not going to go too late. I know it's a school night, a work night for most people. Fun. It's really cool and a great part of town. Yeah, and we're doing a show tonight at the Tropical Liquors down in, or Tropical Liquors in the Grove, 9 p.m. It's a show called Tag It, which, Jay, you can explain.
Yeah, Randy and I sit on stage while great comedians do their sets of comedy. We're writing tags for them in our phones.
Nice. And then we pitch them the jokes on stage afterwards in front of the audience. It's so fun and collaborative, you know, like
as a
comedian.
Great to see you guys. Mom, love you. Great to see you again.
Thanks for having us on.
What I want, you've got, it might be hard to handle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bad guys, DJS on Camel X. Thanks again to the Sklar brothers. They're always so great. I just love their mom. Go see them this weekend if you get a chance. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, Dave Murray joins us as always. Dave, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
And our buddy Maria.
79 today.
I wish it were cooler in here than 79, but it's not. So that's, yeah. Maria Kina is with us because we have a breaking news story.
Hey, we do. A barge has crashed into the Eads Bridge. Now, this happened within the last 15 minutes or so. It appeared to be three barges, and they split in half. At least two of them did. So you have one part of the barge that's struck the bridge, and then another part. Some other barges that observed this happen tried to come in and help round it up. And at this point, we don't know anything about injuries. As far as this, how structurally sound the bridge is, I would imagine they're going to have to check that before they let people travel across it. Because it looks like it was a significant hit.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
Yeah, no kidding.
And nothing was happening in the newsroom. And, you know, it's always it's a curse when you say, man, it's a slow news day.
Yeah. Especially when you're here by yourself.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The other night I said that, and there was a plane crash. Oh. So,
man, we need to keep people here with you. Yes. Just so things don't happen.
Exactly.
Yes. All right, well, keep us posted. Thanks, Maria.
And Sean Malone's on his way over, so as soon as we get something, we'll put him on.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right, there you go, Dave.
It always works that way, especially on a Friday. It's like, okay, we're kind of coasting to the weekend, and then all of a sudden a tragedy happens.
Rach, have something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it does seem like Fridays are, like, ripe for this sort of thing, for sure.
Well, also, I think, like, the national political people always drop bombs on Friday, you know, so the wall, go to a movie and forget about it. So, yeah, Fridays usually are pretty active. Okay, so 79 degrees today. Is it another one tomorrow, right?
Yeah, another one tomorrow. Almost identical. You know, the record today and tomorrow, 81 degrees. I don't think we hit that 81 today. It's fairly late in the afternoon now, this time of year. We have a shot at it tomorrow. Certainly count on 78, 79 degrees again on Saturday. A little windier because of a front pressing in. That front does not come through till Saturday night. Clear. Colder on Saturday night, especially once we get past like 10 o'clock in the evening. North northwest wind 46. Sunday, mostly sunny. It is a cooler day by comparison, might call it colder, but it's still above average. 60 for the high on Sunday, 40 Sunday night. Monday, partly sunny, 57. Still looking at a shot of rain late Monday afternoon and especially Monday night. It's quick hit in and out very quickly. Temperatures most of next week in the 50s. Think upper 50s, which is exactly where we should be.
And Dave, is this happening like all over the South?
It's happening all over the middle of the country.
Okay.
You know, even all the way up to Minnesota.
Wow.
And Wisconsin. It's warm all the way. And why? Because we have a big trough of low pressure over the western United States and a big trough over the eastern, especially the northeastern United States. So it allows this southerly flow to just dig right in.
Okay. Dave, you probably weren't listening a couple hours ago. Are you familiar with Andrew's Poopgate? What's going on with him?
No, I'm not. Okay. Let me just say, I'm not.
Let me.
It was such a defeated sigh. He was like,
yeah, because he knows he's about to hear it, right? Yeah, he knows he's in for one of these Andrew
stories.
It's
Friday. I'm ready for anything.
Okay, so for Dave and for everyone who wasn't listening earlier in the show.
It's so hot in here.
You okay?
It's very hot in here. And, now I'm going to have Dave Murray on me.
No, I won't say anything.
Dave,
okay?
I think Dave may have your back. So, Andrew has noticed that someone is walking their dog and letting them poop in his backyard. And so he started noticing that the piles were similar size. So he thinks, maybe this is the same dog and the same person. So he starts collecting said piles. And he puts them in a big 5-gallon bucket. And puts the bucket in his garage, And it's been doing it for so long that the piles have turned white. And he got his dad involved, and his dad put a camera up that looks into the backyard, and he caught the pooper and the pooper's owner, and he has this woman on tape three different times?
At the moment. I'm going to get a lot more.
And so what his plan is once he is comfortable that, yes, it's her, and she lives kind of cattywampus, maybe 100 yards from him, he's going to follow her home to make sure that that's her.
Yeah, I'm going to see her.
And then he's going to take the bucket, dump it in her yard with a bunch of pictures of each pile over 6 months.
Yeah.
I wouldn't dump the bucket. I'd leave the bucket there.
Interesting.
Just in case you were missing this. In case you're missing this stuff. Well, because if you dump the bucket, it looks a little vindictive, which I'm sure you are.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah.
What about a cardboard box? What if you, because I know you don't want to give up the bucket. What if you just took the bucket and dumped the bucket into a box?
You're not going to reuse the bucket.
Yeah, I'm not married to the bucket. The bucket, I don't need to hold on to the reason for dumping the poop is not so I can keep the bucket. It's so now she has to deal with all the poop.
Right.
I've been dealing with her poop.
Oh, I see. Other than she could just pick up the bucket and...
Yeah,
and throw it away.
Leave the bucket, she goes, ew, bucket of poop, and tosses it. No, I've been cleaning up this poop for 6 months, so I want her to feel what it's like to clean up 6 months worth of poop.
Okay. Does the camera have a speaker on it?
Yes.
You know, like a Ring camera has a speaker on it?
I could talk to her.
You could.
Oh, that's what you need to do, especially if it's happening at night.
It's happening in the morning, about 7 o'clock.
Oh, I would just, because that will freak her out.
It's
not a bad idea.
We thought she would stop with the camera. We thought that would be like a deterrent.
What is it, a giant camera? What makes you think she even knows there's a camera?
It's not like a hidden camera. It's not like a little. It's a big. It's kind of like it looks very much like one of these lights.
Okay,
it's like that size. You know,
sounds like
I bet she doesn't. I bet she doesn't even know it's there.
I bet so too.
It's not a hidden camera. Let's put it that way. It's not like a.
Well, whether it should or not, it didn't.
Yeah.
Right.
So I have no choice.
And don't blame the dog. Blame the owner.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't care less about the dog. I mean, it's just a dog, whatever.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Dog's just pooping wherever it's allowed to poop. It's the owner's responsibility to stop either stop the dog from pooping there, or two, clean it up the dog does it.
Yeah, pick it up.
All right. Do you feel like your plans are more in stone now after we've talked through it?
No, I kind of forgot some of the other ideas we came up with, so I'm just going. I'm just going to dump it.
You're just going to go with the.
I'm just going to go.
Just the basics.
Go the dumping range.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm. Well, we all have this to look forward to, and I am.
I do want to.
Me too.
Setting expectations here. I'm not going to have like the smoking gun update on Monday or whatever. This is
he's got to gather more evidence.
This is happening once a day, and I'm going to get a lot of evidence. So this
got to deliver it on Christmas Eve. I see where you're.
Yeah, exactly. This could be like
an impression.
What if she listens to the show and she's like, "Oh, not going in that yard anymore." Like, what's your move then? What if you can't collect any more evidence?
Then the problem is solved.
So you don't need.
I'm not like so excited about doing this. Is a grim. This is the grim work. That must be done to keep our society online. I would like her to stop doing it.
Do you know the name of the person?
Janine. Yeah.
Say,
no, I'm kidding. I don't know what her name is. Some people
you know the address.
Know her. I know the address. I know the house. I don't know what her name is. I hope it's not Janine.
Yeah, it probably is. I've seen how your luck runs.
That would be a riot.
All right, Dave. We'll keep you updated.
I can't wait. I'm just like you, Dave. I cannot wait.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, guys? DGS 350 on the dot. We have George Mahey coming in at the top of the hour. Let's do a little appetizer and do fast food news.
Oh, I liked that one.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. I like that
okay,
a lot.
We're going to start with some local fast food news. Have either of you ever heard of Cousins Maine Lobster?
No.
Well, it's one of the fastest growing names in fast casual seafood, and it is set to make its debut in St. Louis in 2026.
I like how you say seafood.
Seafood. I did say that strange. Seafood. So, this is cool. It's a food truck that will be here in the St. Louis area, and, you know, lobster, crab, things of that nature. You can go to the truck and get it. I was looking at the website yesterday. Looks delicious.
Are food trucks as big as they used to be?
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, they're popular.
Let's see here. Little Caesars has launched a new mix and match menu deal with large pizza and wings for just $5.99 each. It's a good deal at a place that already gives you tons of good deals.
I rarely eat Little Caesars, and I don't know why, because I love it.
I love it.
It's just great value.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard to find, like, cheap food that can
you actually want to eat
and can be like filling and can help take care of your family or mm-hmm. whatever. It's so hard to find, but
take care of your family.
Yeah, it's hard to feed if you got like 2-3 kids.
Oh,
or whatever,
I got you.
It's hard to feed them for like any kind of affordable price. I dare say Little Caesars out here saving lives.
So we talked about this earlier in the week, but wanted to circle back. Our friends at Hardee's have introduced the new Rizwich meal. They have collaborated with internet sensation The Rizzler in order to do so. So the Rizwich meal includes a sandwich with a 100% USA Angus beef patty, American and Swiss cheeses, and cherrywood smoked bacon on buttery toasted sourdough. Plus, you've got those crispy golden fries and your choice of a hand-scooped ice cream shake.
You know,
Rizwich meal.
I know a couple of people at Hardee's. I'll bet you we could get the Rizzler.
Let's get the Rizzler on the program. I would love to talk to him.
I would love to talk to the Rizzler.
You afraid to meet your hero, though?
He's such a hard get. Like,
yeah, I actually think he might be a lot more challenging than, like, most people.
The boy is booked and busy.
And Brian also says the Rizzler has his own Arizona tea.
Oof.
And he also has to go to third grade.
That's true.
So
I
it's
don't
like
know
that,
if that's
that cuts
happening.
Down.
I'm yeah. not sure.
Yeah, it kind of
it seems
like
that's fallen by the wayside. I don't know for sure. I'm just, you know, what I've
observed.
He stopped
his education?
It just seems like maybe.
When does he have time to go to school? He's always dancing on TikTok.
It seems like maybe the people in the Rizzler's camp are less concerned with the Rizzler getting a good education than they
Rizzler
are.
Is Rizzler going to fall real hard here in about 3 years? Or do you see him doing the state fair circuit when he's 40?
There is just simply no reason to worry yourself.
He's
don't
fine.
Don't you worry that pretty little head about it.
All right.
But no, he's not going to be doing the state fair. So I don't think, like, the Rizzler is not a.
So
I hope this kid adjusts, is all I'm going to say.
Taco Bell is welcoming a new Mountain Dew Baja Blast pie. Maybe you've seen it on social media. Yep. But it's a key lime style dessert with a graham cracker crust, a Baja Blast flavored lime filling, and whipped cream on top. Suggested price is $19.99. And it's sold only as a whole pie.
Okay.
Only as a whole pie for the Thanksgiving season.
I was thinking about getting it for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a good move.
My wife and I are in charge of Thanksgiving this year for me and her and my dad and his friends. So I strongly considering.
And where's this?
Taco Bell.
Okay.
Strongly considering a Baja Blast pie being a part of it. No
I wonder
one
if you'll
be
able to
happy.
Get it.
People have been able to get it. It seems like.
Okay.
Now I know what you mean. A lot of times you hear about these things and you may be. Look into, inquire after them, and they just don't seem to be available at any point.
Like the Reese's pie.
Precisely. But I think this one is somewhat findable.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.